Is it possible for black men to rest in an institutionally oppressive society? That is the question our next guest tackles in his art. There's a new exhibition opening at the David Klein Gallery in Detroit this weekend. It's called Recovery. It includes oil paintings, silver point drawings, and video. The artist is Mario Moore, and he joins us now. Hi.
How's it going?
Hey, so let's start with some of this simple stuff, and we'll get into the deep stuff in just a bit. But some of your drawings are of famous black men at rest. What's your message to the people who see your work?
I think the message is more of a question, or I guess a challenge in considering humanity, you know, human beings. So African-American men often aren't seen resting. So when thinking about these historical figures, you always see them on a podium. You see them speaking. You see them in marches. If you look at images, that's what you're going to be presented with. But looking at them as human beings, they had to rest at some point. So I tried to find images and sources of them actually doing that, which was incredibly hard. So what does rest look like for them? And that's what the drawings focused on for those famous African-American men.
Now, you named this exhibit Recovery. What inspired this collection of work? What happened that you needed to express this?
So I had an awake craniotomy, and the brain surgery made me consider trauma to my body that obviously had happened, and also how black men deal with trauma. So just walking down the street, being attacked by police officers or being seen as a threat, and how do we deal that from a day-to-day basis? And how do we deal with that historically? So looking at that, that's what created the body of work. And before this, I was working on portraits and things, thinking about myself in America and how people consider me. So I wanted to get back to making paintings and portraits of black men because I was working on a series of black women and considering power and how they deal with power. So this was my way in, and I started before the brain surgery actually happened, before I knew anything about it. But once I had the brain surgery, that tumbled into a whole new territory and thinking about, like, well, actually, what does rest look like? And how does recovery become a part of that?
So you're recovering from it, and that's difficult surgery to bounce back from. I had a friend who had to go through that. So when you were able, what was the first thing you started to paint, draw, make?
The first piece I actually made will be in the show. It was a large-scale drawing, and I had a surgery on Friday. I got out of the hospital on Sunday. You know, it was incredibly quick, and that's the same for a lot of people. But for me, it was a lot of time of me just walking around my apartment, my girlfriend helping me day-to-day, helped me to do things that need to be done, like wash my hair and things like that. But when I was able to actually kind of stand up for a longer period of time, it was about 2.5 weeks after the initial surgery when I started the drawing. And it was a silver point drawing.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that. I want to ask about some techniques because I don't know what a silver point drawing is. Tell me what that is.
So in 16th century and 17th century art, if we consider, you know, just across the board, you'll look at a Leonardo da Vinci drawing or somebody like Albrecht Dürer, who's German, and this is like 16th century work. You'll see in museums, it'll say silver point. And it'll look like a drawing, but it's something really soft and nice and precious about it. And I would go into these museums and I would look at these drawings. I didn't get it either. I had no idea what it meant. I would just look at it and be amazed. And I'd be like, one day I'm going to figure it out and find out what that means. But basically, it's literally drawing with a piece of silver. Now, the difference is that you have to basically what's called prepare the paper. So you have to paint the paper with a certain type of gesso. And then you're able to leave a mark with a piece of silver.
Huh.
Yep.
While I'm on that kind of stuff, you did a oil painting on copper.
Yep.
What's the advantage of that?
So the advantage of copper is actually that it's been used throughout our history from the beginning when people started using panels as a surface for oil paintings. It preserves a lot better than canvas does. So a lot of Dutch and German painters painted oil on copper. Rembrandt did a lot of copper paintings.
I knew there was a lot on panels. Yeah. I just didn't realize there was that much on copper.
Yeah, the difference is that you won't see the exposed surface. It's just like if they painted on a wooden panel, they probably painted over it with a white gesso, and then they painted their entire composition over the whole thing. But if you pay close attention and you go to some museums and you see the smaller pieces, it might look like it's painted on wood, but if you read the description, it'll probably say oil on copper.
So what's the advantage for you? Why did you choose that material?
So the advantage for me was the content of what I wanted to say, and also just the way the surface kind of created this nice luminance. It reminded me a lot of Greco-Roman Egyptian paintings. So those portraits, which were like death masks, you'll see there's like gold leaf all around the face, and usually it's wax painted on the surface. But I like the way that the object or the person became like a symbol, and light kind of like illuminated from them from the source of the material. So for me, it was looking at that and how to make black men have that same luminosity. Like it added this whole nother element, like almost like a spiritual element to it. At the same time, the surface is a reflection. So whoever's looking at the painting and they're looking at the copper surface, they see a reflection of themselves. Now, the difference is it's not like looking in a mirror because your skin now is tinted brown. So you're almost entering into a whole nother world where you're not yourself, but you're not this person. So it's like, how do you allow yourself to enter into something that you're unfamiliar with?
You've only given this a little thought.
It's just a hot second.
Give us a quick list, some of the prominent African-American men who are the subjects of your art.
So there's Muhammad Ali. There is
Great Michigander.
Yes. Gordon Parks, Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, Jack Johnson, who was the first African-American to win the heavyweight championship. And I think that was in like 1907, around that time when he won it. And I might be wrong. Don't beat me up about it. But I know it was like around that time.
We'll double check.
Exactly. Somebody Google it.
There's one piece that I found particularly striking. It's called A Student's Dream. Could you describe it and tell us what you wanted to convey with that painting?
So thinking about my surgery, thinking about the process of actually having your body kind of in this place that all these people are coming and they're going to work on it that you have no idea who they are, right? But they care a lot because the place that I went to, the neurosurgeon was amazing. The neuropsychologist was amazing. So the entire process was great. It's also traumatic, just that experience alone. So it was thinking about, like, how would this process have been if I was born in the 19th century? Or if I was born slightly before it. So I was looking at a book of early American medical photographs called Skull and Bones. And it's a book of photography by this collector that collects early American medical photography. And in it, you see nothing but black cadavers. And the bodies that are standing over it are usually white students around that time. And they used to do a lot of things called grave robbing, where they would dig up the graves of these people and they would use them as cadavers. And that happened a lot in African-American graveyards and communities because nobody cared about their bodies and they just saw them as objects. So it's thinking about that history and how can I put myself in a place where I'm considering today, but also making the viewer look at the body and making the body a human being and that body looking back at you. So it's also considering art history and Vanitas paintings, which is the skull that you'll see, which is about life expectancy, the end of life, you know, life, death. So it's a lot in there. I can go on and on about it.
Well, I think you have to see it really to understand what you're saying about it. But that would be possible because the exhibition is called Recovery. It opens at the David Klein Gallery in downtown Detroit tomorrow. Opening reception at 6 o'clock with artist Mario Moore. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, thank you so much.
By the way, boxer Jack Johnson won in 1908. He became the first African-American to win the world heavyweight crown when he knocked out the reigning champ at the time, Tommy Burns. There's that information. Support for arts and culture coverage comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.